Okay, welcome back, episode 12, and we have the boys back.
Woo!
Mr. Death Breath.
Yep.
Scaredy Cat Vasquez.
How you doing?
And Rick Creeper.
Where you looking at, princess?
You guys just came back from Midsummer Scream, correct?
Yes.
I didn't get to go, but I saw all the pictures and the videos, and how'd that go?
Oh, it was the best. Okay. LA Comic Con is huge and fun, and it's like a multi fandom event. Right. And I feel like this is like the second biggest con I've been to. It's humongous. And the fact that they mix the scare actors with it, it doesn't interfere. It just blends in. It's just so big and so much fun. Like, I had a blast. I can't wait to go again. Like, this guy's almost going to talk me into getting a Midsummer tattoo. Like, what's wrong with
Whoa,
me? That's
nice.
How where I'm at.
Oh, no, you got like little
boom, flashing yeah.
around the cat pack, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Boom. There you go. Dude, Midsummer, like, I've said this so many times. It's just an amazing thing. It's a place all of us people that are like into this stuff, normal people, I guess, would call us freaks. We yeah. all get to come together, have fun, and get to preview everything that's to come, like literally months away, like probably like what, 2 to 3 months away from mm-hmm. now. And it's just, it's all good, friendly environment. You know, I've been to like shows and other stuff where like, you know, it gets kind of rowdy. Midsummer Scream, where do you see get it rowdy? You know what I mean? There's a bunch of people dressed like, I know, right? There's a bunch of people that are dressed like killers, but no one's hurting each other. You know what I mean? It's a dope place.
It's so crowded and just, there's so much going on. Like I said, the first year I went, it was sensory overload. I was overwhelmed. And there's so many people. There's families, there's cosplayers, there's just horror geeks and nerds, and then people in full makeup and scare zones. And you're just like, different things coming at you. And then just, but I never got an uncomfortable vibe. And just, you see Haunt Family, you see Community Pad. I saw a lot of the scare actors I worked with. This year was different for me because I did full makeup.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get the experience like I did before, but I knew that. And then I got to work in Attraction, which that was like, I admit it, I got a little emotional at the end of the day. I was like, oh, best man. Weekend ever.
That yeah. story that yeah. you posted, it got me all teary.
It was fun. Just, I knew it was going to be a different experience because I was actually going to be in makeup, and I was going to be working on Attraction for Sinister Point. So I was going to have the freedom like a civilian just to roam around, check out all the vendors and scare yeah. zones. And I think I was in the Hall of Shadows for maybe 5 minutes. And just, I was the dancing clown as your buddy, Louis C. Fur, you know,
Louis
the handsome
C.
devil.
Dude, you're just roasting Sammy Ruiz, man. Like,
he was roasting
Sammy
a lot of,
Ruiz.
He
Sammy
was
Ruiz
roasting
amazing.
A lot of people. It just, it was my excuse to be an ass. But it was just a different experience. Like I said, I've never had a bad experience. I got to see it in the back end and see operations, PR, do media and press. And I was like, whoa. And then like, I got to a point, like I had to handle some of the crowd control for Sinister Point and working in the maze for, was it Fox Searchlight Studios or Pictures for the Ready or Not experience.
Can't wait to see that movie.
The movie looks amazing. Looks and then so the good. Concept of the maze they had was just, it was an adult hide and go seek.
Okay.
And it wasn't a traditional maze where you're guided through a rat race. It's like you actually have to go hide in these areas of facades and we come chase you for 3 minutes.
How they spaced it out and like how they just had everything arranged. It seemed like a lot bigger, especially with the Hall of Shadows. Because mm-hmm. I remember, like, my very first year going to the Hall of Shadows, it seemed kind of small.
There was some dead areas.
It was like, you know, it wasn't that packed. Like, it was packed, but it was, like, two packed, and everything was close together. But the way that they did everything now, this year, you still had, like, a lot of events, but they were, like, spaced out. So it was, like, literally, it's, like, an experience at not Scary Farm or Universal. You had to walk from point A to point B to get to a certain maze. You couldn't just go right next door. You had to go from like over here and then walk a little bit this way, walk a little bit the other way. So the way that they set it up this year, hopefully that they keep on this type of style so that way next year when they get even more bigger and they have more people, they're able to really expand it out more and really just make it's not so congested, I guess is the word you can say, you know?
I really hope they don't change much because I had so much fun. Like, that was the best experience I've had. Like, mm-hmm. that's better than Monster Palooza, Son of Monster Palooza. It was just so big and awesome. And
all the no like offense to Monster Palooza. The facades, like the Hall of Shadows, it's SoCal Haunts. It's all the home hunters.
Oh, wow.
So they get hired by Rick West, the people from Midsummer Scream, to do, you know, the whole tiki theme this year was pretty cool. And they did the whole walkthrough. They did all the lighting and everything. And I was really impressed with some of these home hunters. I'm like, wow, these guys are getting, was it Temple of the Forsaken or Forgotten God?
They yeah, the laser little light show. Tikis and everything like that.
And
yeah.
just, it was just, I'm like, these are people doing haunts at their house. I'm like, wow, they're getting to a point like they're getting as big as Independence. And I only got to see it for 5 minutes, and every second I was getting stopped to take pictures. But I was just really amazed, like, how these people were just doing it on their own out of compassion, probably not as a profit. Maybe they get contracted. Contracted to do it. But people that are doing these haunts at their house or a rental location could create something like that for such a big event.
You did crowd control the second day, so you weren't in
costume. Well, I was in the maze, but they wanted me to go to, like, PR, like, hey, go let people know that this is what the event is about. Come back about 3 o'clock.
Did you go in costume both days?
I was in makeup Saturday, and I worked the Ready or Not experience on Sunday.
That looked like a process. So how'd that go before day one? I
mean, so to do the prosthetics from a Scream team, we came up with a concept back in April. And Jessica, who's the makeup artist, I met her at Sinister Point. She's like, hey, I get sponsorship from Scream Team. Go through a couple of prosthetics. Pick which one you like. So I was going through, and I came up with what was called the Brute. And it kind of looked like Hellboy a little bit.
Right.
I was like, I don't want to do some meathead like Hellboy. I'm like, what if we do like a greaser rockabilly devil, like a ladies man, handsome devil. So I'm like, let's do this one. So like, I'm like, let's put him like in a leather jacket or like a varsity jacket, and boots, jeans. So she's like, yeah. So she's like, but you're going to have to shave your beard. And I was like, yeah, it's only April. Here comes May. Here comes June.
Right.
And 2 days before Midsummer Scream, I'm like, F my life. I got to shave my beard. I haven't seen this face since 2012. So I shaved, and I was so upset.
Yeah, I looked out the window today. I'm like, who the hell is this?
And you still look handsome, man. Yeah. I just, if you're not.
I was digging it. It was getting bigger and bigger. And just, I was a little bummed out. And so Friday, I had to be at Midsummer Scream to meet the guys from Sinister Point to go over details about the maze, costumes, layout, how we're going to run the maze. So I did that. And they all laughed at me. They opened the door, and they're laughing at me through the glass because they saw me clean shaven. So we did that. I was back at Long Beach by 6 in the morning in a makeup chair by 8. That was like a 4-hour process. We were done by 1, at the convention by 2. Two different photographers, maybe an hour together, and just random people want to take pics, media people. It was an all day thing, and I knew I was gonna have to sacrifice my downtime to enjoy the actual event. But then again, I never got to do makeup before. But
were they adjusting you as the day went? Did things have to be touched up?
A little bit, just like, you know, they had to touch up my lipstick, you know.
Yeah.
And just like a couple things here and there. Like the prosthetic tore a little bit right here.
Yeah.
Just for me being in character. So they just touched it up with a little blackout. Occasionally just, you know, fix my hair.
Yeah.
But it was cool. We did photo shoots out in the stairs outside. We did photo shoots inside, and there was like random people with cameras and YouTubers and I was like, hey, how's it going? I was like Beetlejuice, just being campy. The one voice I do. It's like one dimensional. But a little touch up here and there. It wasn't uncomfortable. Even the contacts. The only thing was a pain was I was wearing a thick wool jacket, and then the nails I had were a good maybe 2 inches long. And I'm like, how in the hell am I going to go to the bathroom with this shit? I'm like, I'm not drinking any fluids. I'm not eating nothing. Right. I'm just like, I'm going to stay in character. So I finally had to go to the bathroom. So I go in the bathroom. There's the bathroom attendant. Poor guy worked for the convention. He has leather, you know, latex gloves on. I'm like, hey, can you give me a hand? And I'm like, come on. And he's like, no, I'm in glass. I was like, I'm just kidding. I was
yeah.
And I'm just kidding. But I was like, I made one comment. I made one comment to the girls, the female makeup artist. I'm like, I can't even go to the bathroom. They got pissed. What do you think women deal with all day, Rick, with makeup and nails? I'm like, I'm sorry. I figured it out. I broke a nail at the end of the day, but I found it and picked it up. We super glued the nails to my regular nails. And
how'd you remove them?
Just like with whatever remover they use for...
Like prosthetic nails? Or
So it softened them up, and I just took them off.
Yeah.
And the best was, like, when we were leaving, our Lyft driver, I got in, and he was some dude from, like, the Caribbean, and I got in, he was looking at me like... And I was kept telling him jokes, so he would laugh, and he wouldn't laugh. But the contacts were a little difficult. I finally got them. I got used to them, and it sold the costume. You guys saw the contacts.
Yeah, you looked amazing. Yeah.
Really, and then so the contacts were from dentfangs.com, and then the dental teeth were very campy, very white, kind of like classic vampire teeth. They were from Dental Distortions, and it's just some.
I thought they looked different because they had what, triple?
They were like double fangs, and they were super. They're whiter than my teeth. I'm like, wow.
They look good, man. I thought
they were cool. So it was like a mold. You would have to heat up, and then you mold it around the actual, like, I guess, prosthetic, and then you kind of attach it to your teeth, and you let it like build into the crevices and like the, the gum line, and
kind of like a mouthpiece.
Yeah, kind of just like a mouthpiece. Yeah. And But you got to adjust again. You don't want to talk like this all day. You're like, hey, you know, yeah. I'm spooky. You know, you want to, you know, there's a little lisp, but right. I got them to a point they actually fit. But it got to a point I forgot I was wearing all that stuff.
Wow.
And I walked by the mirror. I'm like, whoa. Okay. I was
like, yeah. That stuff weighed heavy though on you?
The only thing that was like awkward was like the elongated like chin. Mm-hmm. Like, I kept bumping into it. It was all spongy. But just the nails were kind of a pain. Like, I couldn't even pull my cell phone out to take pictures.
Right.
And I was just like, you know, like some diva with nails trying to like call people. But besides that, I mean, it was hard to drink water because the fans.
You got your nails did.
Right, what's that?
You got your nails did.
I got my nails did. And right, just right. Like, but besides that, like the prosthetics, I got used to it. I felt like a part of me.
Yeah, Scaredy Cat, what was your agenda there at Midsummer?
I was trying to get everything like filming wise done in one day because I filmed like last year I filmed for 2 days and it was fun and all that stuff. I like, I always still have a good time, but I wanted to be able to make sure I have like a day off actually.
Right.
So I got as much as I could done. On Saturday, it was as soon as I went in, it was just go, and like doing all this stuff, being able to experience it, being able to review it, and you know, just trying to make sure I have everything done. And like, luckily, it made a lot easier. It was a lot easier because I upgraded to some new wireless microphones, and I was learning how to use them. At like, that was like my first time ever using them outside, so I was nervous, but came out kind of good.
Yeah, new camera too.
New camera too. I'm normally using like my phone. But now I finally got like a Canon Rebel T3i. It's an older model, but it still works fine.
T3i's are nice, man.
Yeah, dude, they're really
affordable,
good,
and good cameras, dude.
I love it so much. And
shout out to Mickey for the good camera work.
Oh yeah, my friend Mickey was being a trooper, following me around because
he got roasted too, man.
He got roasted.
Yeah, so bummed he didn't get roasted.
It's like, man, it's cool, man. It's always next time.
I got material for everyone here in this room for Monster Palooza.
So. Oh, yeah. Sounds great. I can't wait to get butchered and destroyed.
Oh, man. I already got stuff.
Now, Mr. Deathbread said you guys kind of went in together and then broke up as
it was a hard breakup.
So yeah.
Yeah. As the day progressed. There's so much going on, right? It's too
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, it's just... You know, he's got to do his own thing. I got to do my thing. Rick obviously was doing his thing.
That was the dancing right. clown.
And we're just
makeup,
like... Oh, yeah.
At least they got to do their thing together. I ran into him when I wasn't filming, and then I didn't see you. I saw your lady like 4 times and her friend.
Oh, yeah, no, I left her behind too, man. Like, it was... Yeah. I left her behind. I'm
trying to
and,
keep it close.
luckily, she had a friend with her, so she wasn't by herself. But she got to see a lot of the good friends there, like, you know, Lance and Carrie from Hellflower.
They knew it was me in makeup. I went out. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Hey, you know, being Beetlejuice. Hey, Rick, I'm all.
Hey, how they like that commercial you guys did for him, the Hellflower?
They dug it. The second man. One?
The second one was funny, too. I forgot about that one.
What's the one thing I loved about them is, like, when I told them first, like, hey, I want to start doing commercials for the people, like, you know, that I love and everything. So can I do a commercial with you guys? And they're just like, yeah, dude. I was like, do you have like anything that you like that you're restricted on, or you don't want me to do like anything? Like they're like, no, just go for it. They gave us all creative flow, and then when basically it was us three at Death Breath's house, and with my phone, we weren't even planning on filming that day.
Mm-hmm. We just made it up on the fly,
that's it. And
we're just like, hey, let's try this, and we kept laughing. On camera, like I kept smiling. I was just like,
"There's like 10 takes of us just going, hey, da-da.
Yeah." And started laughing.
That went nowhere.
Right. It was just like the best thing to do ever because we had like this creative flow, and Lance and Carrie just totally trusted us, and I feel like we didn't let them down. You know, like
it was magic.
I feel confident enough to say that. And then with the second one too,
yeah,
a lot of people still messaged me about that. You know,
we just made that up. I'm like, hey, let's try this.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay,
I'll throw that on here too. So you guys can check it out.
I like the reggae ska beat in the back. That
was
I really set it up. Like, it's homie.
That was Rick's idea.
It.
I had like some like elevator music.
He had like this lullaby music. I'm like,
yeah, no, it's not gonna work.
I'm like some upbeat like buddy music. You know, I was like, let's do some like reggae, and you put that ska on there. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, there we go.
There we go. It made everything a lot better. You know, and little shout out, my lady's probably watching this too. Shout out to my lady. She was a trooper. Last time she acted was like in high school. She had to do like some stuff for like this film class, and she was nervous the whole time. But we did like 7 takes of her, like of like when she comes in, like, oh hey, my package came.
Right. She did such a good job. I wouldn't have guessed.
She was nervous and excited, and she just couldn't stop laughing. But she did
such a good job. Like, I wouldn't have guessed it was 7 takes.
Yeah,
Mr. Deathbreath, you had your comparisons to Monsterpalooza versus Midsummer, and you said pretty much it's really no contest. Right?
It's no contest. And, you know, I've always been like a, I've been a Monsterpalooza guy, right? Because, right. you know, Monsterpalooza has monster in it, right? I don't know. But I don't know, Midsummer is just something else, like something else completely. You know, it's just so big. It's on par with like LA Comic Con in how big it is because it's so vast. Like they take up this whole area. It was just, it was crazy.
More immersive than
More like there's more people and more attractions. Like you wouldn't think that the horror community would have such a big convention. I never been to a big convention like that. All the conventions I've been to were Monsterpalooza or Son of Monsters. So they're always small. Or like,
what about just like the entrance before we go down the escalator? You have like people cosplaying and there's all this stuff going on. And you haven't even gone down the escalator. You come down the escalator and you see all these vendors and I'm like, well, here's my wallet. And you just, there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just it's just a lot going on.
Yeah, it was amazing. I do want to give a shout out to SoCal Subculture Hustle. I was about to pass out, and she helped me out. She let me sit in the back, and also Monsters Under Your Bed. She's like, hey, you look tired. You want some water? You want some snacks? I'm like, thanks, Mandy. So thanks, Mandy. I really appreciate it. And Sammy for holding my jacket. Thanks, man. Like, oh, and Peter from Fearsome Figures. Thanks a lot. Yeah, some people really helped me out that day. I would have been bad. I would have been like dead probably if I didn't have people helping me that day. So,
okay. Yeah. What's the new, you had a new app or something, or new,
I do, podcast I have like out. A new podcast. It's basically the video podcast I do, Haunt Talk. It's just the audio, so it's just called Haunt Talk Audio. It's on Anchor FM. It's a free app to download. If anyone who wants to do a podcast, you can do it on there totally free. They even offer sponsorships and stuff like that, which is, I'm not really focused on that right now, but, yeah, just been doing that. The first episode was just me and Chris. Rick, I'm sorry.
Man. Chris. It's what they call him in
the
bedroom.
I literally don't know where Chris came from. There's no one in this room by the name of Chris.
It's the sexy name you call him.
There we go. That's right.
This is the guy in his videos. He's like, we're here in Burbank. I'm all, we're in South Pasadena. He's like, oh, yeah. And we're at the Myers house. He's like, we're in Burbank. I'm like, South Pasadena. I was like,
this dude is like a human encyclopedia. Like, there's
you said
like,
something else to you. Like,
whenever he's my camera guy, there's so much clips of him like coming in from the background. Like, hey, actually, this thing's been right for this year.
Right.
You might want to say this and stuff like that. And like, he's like, he helps me out so much with that. But I'm like, dude,
you left it in the video.
The one part I had to leave was just that part because I was like all excited. I was just all like, oh, we here in like Burbank, and he's like South. I was like, oh,
I do want to point out also something similar happened today where I was talking about how Once Upon a Time in Hollywood came out, and then Security's like, oh man, I really want to see that one with Brad Pitt when they're in Hollywood. I'm like,
yeah,
you mean Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Like, yeah, he's like, isn't that an old movie? I'm like, dude, that's what we're just talking about.
Yeah, no, sometimes things just go right over my head, man.
Speaking of the Myers house, I'd like to get down to the Sugar Mint Gallery for a screening. I know they had The Shining like a couple of weeks ago. So
and they did The Lost Boys too recently.
Oh,
if you guys are interested, man, I'd love to go down there and chill in the backyard.
Dude. Oh, hell yeah.
I might be going on Welcome to Haddonfield, which is September 7th. It's like the art gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so it's the photos and artwork from the movie.
Okay.
Like the actual photography and then local artist. And I think they might be doing movie screenings that night.
The 7th, you said?
I think it's the 7th. I got to double check, so
look and see.
I remember the night that we went to the Myers house, like when we filmed, they were doing a screening of Hocus Pocus, and we went inside because it was like they were just like left the door wide open, and they had like all this artwork for like Hocus Pocus. They had like one of like the original dresses from that one of the witches wear and stuff like that, and I don't know the name of the characters.
So Jessica Parker's hot in that movie. I had a mad crush on her.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
She's
nice.
So
is that,
sexy.
Is that the blonde one?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah, she's beautiful. But yeah, no, like it's a really cool spot. Then when we went there for Terror Market, I was like, dude, this is like a really dope spot. It's like literally going to like, it reminded me of like all the times going to like the backyard shows.
Yeah.
But instead of like a bunch of like metal music and punkers and stuff like that, it's just a bunch of people selling their art and creativity stuff. Am I boring you?
I'm just kidding. You yawn a lot. You're not boring me. You're amazing.
You got to yawn.
Yeah, yawn outwards, man.
I'm so sorry.
They just recently redid the lawn in the backyard for movie nights.
Okay.
And I think it's like, it's really inexpensive to go, but Welcome Haddonfield is cool because you can see original like photos and just like stock film from the movie and props as well. And they sell stuff too. And I think, I don't quote me on this, but I think they're showing the movie that night. So,
okay. I went last, when did I go? Last October or something before we went to that Mickey's Halloween party. We stopped by. Mm-hmm. And went in there, and I wanted to get inside the Myers house because I want to go to the rooms and all that. And the guy said, well, it's an insurance guy that's up there now. He goes, you can go up there and just pretend like you're asking for insurance. But I want to go up there and take some pictures.
Interiors,
yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe I'll.
I heard they have photos alongside the wall where the
Is that right?
Yeah, because I remember this guy. I follow people on Instagram, and he managed to get in at one point.
Is that right?
They had photos going. They had photos of the original movie going up alongside the staircase.
Damn, I'd like to get inside there someday, man.
This guy, we're walking up to the house, and he's like, "Why is the light on in that second story window?"
I was shocked. There's like a just a big old door size window, and it's like right when you look in there, you just see this one door, the doorway, and everything like that. That's on the top of the stairs. And there's a light on, and I was like freaking out. I was like, "What's going on, dude, man? It's like someone in there."
And then the walkway between like the retaining wall of Sugar Mint and the Myers house. Well, let's go this way. He's like, "Are you sure?" And he was like,
"I thought we were trespassing." Well, like, it's so big. And it wouldn't be the first time that like he took me trespassing. Like when we went to like or do our like night photography.
But we got good photos.
So we got a lot of good photos, good. But I was freaking out. I was like, "Man, we're gonna go to jail. I'm brown, man. They'll take me to jail quickly. They'll ask you questions. They'll take me to jail. Like it's just."
I don't know this guy.
The Elrod house from part two is just on the other side of
The street.
A couple houses up. Well, it's on the same side of the street, but a couple houses up. Yeah. If you go and there's an alley back there, and you can go and you can see where Michael walks in and grabs a knife.
Oh man.
It looks a little different now, but it's still there.
I made a mistake on Instagram saying, I always thought for some reason, I don't know why, I thought the house was originally in Pasadena and they got relocated to South Pasadena. And I made that comment in our video and people lit me up. The house has always been on the same streets, got relocated. And I was like, "Oh, excuse me. I
don't know." It was on the other side where those condos are, right? Is that where it was?
Yeah. Okay. So I made the mistake. But the one fact that I didn't get right, I got ripped into on Instagram. I was like, yeah, it happens.
But you were also pointing out that like there's like this one other like building where like some like store, like convenience store.
The hardware scene. It's right across the street from the Myers house.
It's like an Asian restaurant now, right?
I don't know what
something
it is.
Like that.
You guys can go. It was right there.
It's like right, literally right across.
It's like
the street.
Caddy corner.
Have you guys been to the house in Hollywood, off of Sunset?
Are you talking about the Freddy house?
Well, that too, but the two houses at the end of the original Halloween.
No,
never been. They're across the street from each other, and they're right off of Sunset, on Orange Grove Street, a ways from South Pasadena. We were talking about Mindhunter earlier, yes. Scaredy Cat.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know what? Because I should have watched the first season again, too, because the opening of this season, I forgot what happened.
Yeah.
Like, why they're all pissed off at, you know, Holden. And
mm-hmm.
But this season, they get into Berkowitz a little more, Son of Sam, and BTK.
Dennis Rader.
Dennis Rader. And I just read two or three books on him, I think, and one of them was really tough to read because one of them had to do with his journals and shit that the investigator was
for a raider.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clocking it.
Yeah. No.
So he was talking about the details in this house, the Otero family especially, and it was just rough.
Man. Have you ever seen that one documentary, Chasing BTK?
Sure, I have.
Or I think it's called Chasing BTK, or Hunting BTK. It's basically about the guy from the Ramirez family, the remaining son.
Otero?
Otero, I'm sorry, yeah. And I'm horrible at names. But he gets out of jail because I guess like he's like a troubled soul,
yeah.
Especially after everything. And then he gets out of jail and then he finds out that they're having the court hearings. And he goes to the court hearings. And while all the other victims, like the victims' families, are confessing, like saying like, "Oh, Dennis Rader like killed my wife or killed this," he finally comes up and tells his story. And it's emotional, and it's a crazy documentary.
Yeah, you know, maybe I didn't see that one. But I do know I've seen a lot of stuff on Charlie. I think that's his name, Charlie Otero.
Mm-hmm.
He come home from school that day.
Yeah.
And he had two other brothers and sisters in school. I don't know who found the parents. I don't know if it was him. He tried to stop the cops. He said, "Hey, my other two siblings, they're going to come home from school and I don't want them to see this."
Yeah.
They were already in the house.
And he was young, He was like, I forgot how old he was.
He was older than them. I want to say, I don't know if he was 12 or 13.
Yeah, like about like 13 or 14. And just to see all that stuff, dude. And like the pictures that they showed in the documentary, they showed like some pictures that the cops took and everything like that of the crime scene. They like went into graphic detail about everything. It was just really disgusting. But it's really interesting that Mindhunter, they're kind of like going along with this type of stuff.
Right.
But the one thing that we were talking about off camera is how crazy that some of these actors look exactly like the actual killers. Like in the season one, the guy who plays Ed Kemper looks and sounds just... I remember watching the scene. Spoiler to anyone who doesn't know this, but if you follow serial killers, you know that Ed Kemper, he killed his mom and cut off her head and everything.
Is that the guy that drove with her
in the passenger seat?
No, that's someone else. Oh.
Was it his mother or his grandmother?
Was it his mother, yeah.
And he had oral sex with the head, right?
Yeah, he did stuff
head,
to
right?
her head.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that scene that he's talking about it, it's from a real, like, interview. And he, like, portrays it just exactly like how the actual... If you play it side by side,
yeah,
it's almost the exact same. And it's like, it's really amazing how much into character they go into. Not only that, but how much alike that they go into. The picture you showed me when the guy plays Son of Sam looks just like him.
This cat, Oliver Cooper is his name that plays.
Spitting image. It's just yeah. The hair.
The
it's
hair.
Incredible. Eyebrows.
The nose and the cheekbones and everything like that. All that stuff, dude. It looks just like them. It's almost as like, yo, that's him. You know?
Yeah. And you know, much praise to the crew and especially for making him. Helping out with him looking like that and getting into character and him himself, the way he carried himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably from New York. He sounded like it. I mean, obviously he could do his own accent, but
yeah,
he was the Son of Sam. He kind of denied the whole dog thing. He said that was like a media thing.
Yeah.
And they kind of dive into that
okay,
in this good. Season two, calling him out on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So BTK, man, that guy, he was almost caught couple times.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think he was like the only serial killer that like, well, as far as I know, to my knowledge, that like would disappeared for a while mm-hmm. and then made like a comeback.
30 well, years.
Didn't yeah. the Zodiac killer do that too?
They never caught him, huh?
He would come and go. He would right. leave, you mm-hmm. know, these very cryptic notes. Like
yeah.
he'd mm-hmm. go to, what was the newspaper company at the time?
The San Francisco Chronicle, right?
Yes. And then, but I think he would come and go and they never knew who he was. And
yeah.
Yeah. You know, Dennis Rader, man, he went some 30 years, but he kept antagonizing the police.
Mm-hmm.
And so, how he finally got caught, he sent a disc.
And they traced it back to a computer from
his church.
That
right.
Is crazy.
So this cat was not only an ADT guy during this run.
Yeah.
He was also a code enforcement guy that would go to houses and, you know, mess with women, you know, kind
wow.
of, trying to get him outside and trying to harass them, you know. He was also, I don't know if he was a dog catcher, but he was kind of in charge of that kind of code enforcement as well.
Mm-hmm.
Long grass in your front yard, stuff
so
like that.
So this is how he had access to people's houses then?
Yeah.
Okay.
But back then, you know, he would just troll. He would drop his wife off at work. And that's how he found the Otero family. You know, that family of four, he only expected the mom and the daughter to be home. The dad was home and the other son was home and the dog was home. So he was fumbling around. He brought his little hit kit with him. And
hit kit?
Yeah, it was a bag of rope and knives and his gun. And he would take their vehicles and some of them and go park them down the street. Man, it's just terrible, man.
Would he park the vehicles to make it seem like if they were gone, like the victims?
I don't know. Okay. I know he would take them. That would be part of his ploy. Like, hey, Rick, just do what I say. I'm on the run. Let me use your keys. Just lay down. I'm going to tie you up. And that kind of gets them to succumb a little bit.
Okay.
And why he took the cars, I don't know. But he'd go park them. I think he parked one at the mall or something.
That's weird.
He was on a payphone and called in one of the murders.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy pulled up to use that payphone. Or to walk into the store where the payphone was and you know, they investigated that and he's like, man, I don't really remember. I remember there was a guy there and he might have been wearing this and this, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he almost got caught too. And he I think it was Catherine Bright was another victim. She came home with her brother.
Hmm.
He shot that guy 3 times,
oh
like in the face. That guy survived.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And he just kept fighting him and he took off running and he left his sister in there. He had to live with that.
Dude,
he thought, I'm going to go get help now at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Mindhunter, it's based off of the real thing. So it's like they do it. It's like a dramatized version, but like a mini series, like kind of like American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, like that.
No, because those were real. So the way I see it, Holden and Tench, those are the two of the main characters.
Yeah, they're the main characters. And then some of the serial killers are made up, but then they also kind of throw in some real serial killers. That like, you know, of course, like, because like the first season's like, this is like during when Charles Manson first got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's all talking about like, oh, we don't want to hear it, like, because one of the main characters wants to interview him, because like, you know, Charles Manson, like, you've seen all those interviews before and see him on the news, he's always talking like this madness. And so the guy, he kind of sees him as fascinating, you know, in a way of like, I wonder like what makes him tick. Like, basically this is like going before they come up with the term serial killer. So
they're interviewing these cats, mm-hmm. right? Just the two characters are interviewing based off real interviews, mm-hmm. but they're weaving in fictional detectives probably, yeah. but it's still real.
So it's based off truth, but then they also put in some TV drama and mm-hmm.
yeah.
they have some freedom to make it.
So it's based off like true events, but they add like drama, dramatization to it.
Right.
Sounds
so
pretty good.
They're bringing one of these FBI guys in now to go to Park City, Kansas, where the BTK was, right? So this fictional character goes to Park City and he's dealing with the actual real detective on the case. So these are all real things we're hearing that were documented, just okay. carried out through fictional characters. Directed by David Fincher, by the way. So
nice.
Seven and Alien 3. And
it kind of sounds like, so good. I don't know if you guys got into the series True Detective on HBO.
I saw the one, but I want to see it.
With Mahershala Ali.
The first season was loosely based on some lore that happened like in Louisiana. The second one was loosely based in a city in LA. And the third one I never finished, but it's, you know, they take actual facts and they just make this dramatization out of it.
Sure.
The first and third season were probably my favorite, even though I didn't get to finish the third season. But okay. If you guys have a chance, it's just on HBO, True Detective.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's what was it, Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, McConaughey, yeah.
It's all right.
I heard that Vince Vaughn also jumped in, but he didn't do very well. I was hearing a lot of negative reports on how he performed. Like, it just wasn't, should have been his like breakout moment.
He was supposed to be like some white collar mobster. And I
heard it just didn't work.
The second season was okay. But the premise was very surreal. It was just based on true events, and I think the city of Selmar. It might be Cudahy. I might have those mistaken. But well written, and just the first one was based around some kind of like spirit ritual, like killings and whatnot. It was a serial killer, and I think the second one too as well was like child abductions.
Sounds interesting.
I have to go back and revisit. I didn't get to finish, but True Detective was really, really good.
I'll start checking it out. I heard good things. I forgot about it until you mentioned it. So.
Yeah,
sounds good.
That's what you guys are talking about. This, and well, it kind of sounds like True Detectives. It's just they take actual facts and then make into like a fictional dramatization. So, mm-hmm. So what haunted attractions are you guys looking forward to this? And this is like round robin everyone here.
Ooh,
We saw the panels in Midsummer Scream, and there's stuff on media, there's stuff on YouTube and all that. But as far as I know I'm going to be limited, kind of. But like as far as you guys, what parks are you looking forward to, and like what attractions exactly, like what mazes?
Well, I don't know about all the attractions announced yet on mm-hmm. Halloween Horror Nights, but I'm going in October. Mm-hmm. I think you sent me something the other day, right, Rick? It was House of a Thousand Corpses?
They're bringing back House of a Thousand Corpses with Rob Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse me, the years in the past, he's actually been involved with some of the builds.
Yeah, he has.
Design. He was there 1 year, and he did a lot of concepts on his own. Then he broke out and did it was called American Nightmare, like at the fairgrounds of Pomona.
I think I heard about that.
I heard it was pretty good because it was like, bands played and then it was like a haunted attraction, but they're gonna do a creep show. As much as I'm a Universal fan, the only thing I'm really looking forward to, if I have the chance to go, is Creep Show, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, and then House of a Thousand Corpses. Oh, and then the Werewolf versus Frankenstein. But I believe there's one more maze they haven't announced yet.
There's one more that they have not announced yet, but one thing I'm looking forward to, because it's one of their originals, it's a Holidays in Hell one.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was a scare zone, right?
It was a scare zone, and then it got bigger and bigger. A lot of people loved it. Then like they were like, you know what? Let's make it into a maze, which is good. I'm always saying this on anything I talk about with Universal. I love them. Don't get me wrong. They're really good, but I feel like they can do a lot better if they just made up some original like mazes. Kind of like what Orlando's doing, even though some people make jokes saying Orlando's copying Johnny Cook's The Depths with Depths of Fear. Same concept, underwater.
You're talking Dark Harbor and Dark Horizon, correct?
No, it's Universal Orlando and not Scary Farm.
Oh.
Yeah, because The Depths came out, and then just announced for this year, Orlando's doing something called Depths of Fear.
Universal
Orlando's okay. doing Depths of Fear, and it's like, even though Depths is still going on too, so at Not Scary Farm. So, like, I've seen some memes where it's all like, oh, like, you know, kind of copying each other.
Same concept, then.
But if anything, it's like, yeah, you know, it's kind of copying something else. They're going to add their own twist to it, though, of course. So, obviously, it's worth checking out. And, two, it's like, it's the only Universal that's being original. It's not just going off a movie base. And don't get me wrong. Like, you know, House of a Thousand Corpses, who wouldn't want to relive that stuff? But I feel like they have, like, an amazing team to make something, to make a movie so interactive, like, you know, make movie scenes so interactive and feel like you're actually there. I feel like they can do the same thing with original ideas.
I heard they're doing, I think it's, is it Halloween 4 or 5 where he has the bandage, or I think it's 4 or is
that
it
was
5?
Last year, Return of the Return last of Michael
year was
Myers. Halloween
4. Was that last year? Okay. Yeah. That was 4, right?
Yeah.
That one was terrifying. Like, I've never seen Halloween 4, but I walked through the maze and I was like, I know, right? And
so,
and that
wasn't the one with the bandage, right?
That's the one when he's bandaged up and Dr. Loomis is burned as well.
In 4?
In 4.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So that was last year.
That was last year. And then they did the original Halloween in 2015.
That was good. I remember that.
Oh, my God. I went by myself. It was freaky.
They should do part 2.
They did. They did 2 in 2016. They did it. So on 2015, they did the first house, the first
right.
maze, and it was the facade of the house was in the cube.
That was badass, yep.
That was right when you got in past the main scare zone.
Okay.
2016, I believe. Yeah, it was 2016. They did it on the lower lot, and it was so the facade, it's the facade of the house, of the window, and you see Jamie Lee Curtis talking to Tommy and I forget her name.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's telling them, babies, you need to go and get out of here.
Right.
And that's when Michael's stalking them. And it cuts scenes to the Haddonfield Memorial.
So I must have forgot because I've been going like every year, so I don't remember.
That was 2016, and then 2017.
Okay.
They did the Titans of Terror, but they didn't include Michael Myers.
That's right.
And I was like, which was cool. I got it, but I was like I said, I saw memes. It's like Michael's reading a paper. He's like, well, I guess I'm not working this year. Like,
yeah. Okay. I don't remember the. I do remember the original facade of the house. And,
that was how cool was that? You saw Michael killing the sister upstairs, yep. And then they had like the loops of Dr. Loomis talking, and just the music and everything. It just
the ones that were good. I don't know if it was the years you went. Evil Dead.
That was 2017. Not a big fan of the show, but I loved the maze. The maze was actually pretty good.
The reboot of Evil Dead, I loved it.
That was really good.
The Insidious one, I loved.
That was great. I had a hard time in there.
Yeah. American Werewolf in London, that was good.
That was really good, too.
Yeah. Some of them were hit and miss, but I definitely enjoyed, like I said, the Evil Dead one. That was freaky. That movie's pretty good, man. I don't know if you guys seen the reboot.
The reboot, yeah.
The reboot was good.
That's one of the rare ones where it's like, I think the reboot's better than the original.
Yeah. The original was terrible.
And I think you and your friend Joel that were on here were talking about like the effect of like that lady that cuts her face.
With a piece of glass.
Yeah.
Oh, God. The part right after that.
She stabs him with the syringes.
In the eye.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Like right when they show, oh, sorry, right when they go like right into the eye, me and my cousin sitting next to each other, we're just like in the theater like, oh!
Yeah.
And we were just like, oh, dude, it was
That was cringeworthy. That was
They did what made the original right, because the original was not very good.
It was campy, and
the original really bad, one was like
the remake was great.
It's good because it's horror, it's scary, but it's also kind of funny. It's like think of like a goofy cartoon, but just with a lot of blood and death.
But with the first one, it was more serious. The second one I was cool with. Like, I liked when it was funny. But, like, with the tree ramp and everything.
Was campy.
Like, the whole tree. Like, they tried to make it serious, but it was just kind of stupid. The first
it was very... It
the
was
second
a,
one I loved.
It was a B-movie, right? It was very low budget.
Yeah, it was.
It was really bad. But
they actually
rectified
when they were smoking a joint on camera, they were actually smoking... Bruce Campbell said they were smoking weed actually on set.
Oh, wow.
So I was
only
like,
way
so,
to do it, man.
So they actually got into the role. But this year, I'm... If I go, I'll make us. I mean, it was a good movie. I don't know about a maze.
I really enjoyed it.
Did you?
But as for maze,
Ghostbusters, okay, maybe because it's campy and that'd be kind of fun. Killer Clowns, they brought that back. Well, they originally had it at Orlando, correct?
I believe so, yes.
So it's us, Stranger Things. Okay, cool. Production value.
Are they bringing that one back? I didn't.
The third one, yes.
Yeah.
And that's so cool. Then we got Ghostbusters and then Frankenstein versus the Wolfman, which, you know, huge.
Yeah, that one.
Monsters. So if I do go, again. I think those are the three. It'd be and there's the fourth they haven't announced.
Yeah, there's still one more. I think they're gonna wait until like
Poltergeist was sick, by the way.
That was good.
Oh yeah, no, Poltergeist was.
We really talked good. About that. That was
yeah.
The I really like the Purge one. The Purge one was really cool because there's parts where you kind of feel like you're like actually inside of like a warehouse and like people are purging around you. Like, you feel like there's, like, some crazy stuff going on outside.
That water effect they did when they slit the girl's throat.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That
got
me right in the mouth.
It was funny. Like, waiting in line for that one, there was, like, this one girl that me and my lady, her and her mom, we see them at, like, all the concerts we go to. It's really cool. And and they were telling us, like, oh, make sure you go up to them and tell them, like, tell the guy with the suit, like, say Skeletor, because that was like the name of the character for the
I
first
interviewed
bridge.
Him.
Yeah. And we did that, and then the guy was like, he handed out like free like buttons and like little souvenirs from the movie and everything like that. And like, but the guy was like so in character. He was just all like, oh, like, you know, your founding fathers give you this ride, and like he's like playing like one of the people that are like for the purge and everything like that. And so when you went up to him and tell him Skeletor, he's like, oh, may the founding fathers smile upon you and everything like that. We're like, yo, that's pretty cool, man. Like, they like really made it like kind of interactive with that part. And, you know, having some guy just going out preaching about the purge, how good it is, and so he's like an Adam Conover lookalike, you know.
Now that I think about it, if you know, they haven't announced the other secret maze, maybe it's the tram. They haven't said nothing about the tram yet.
Maybe
the one original character they had, they brought back a couple of years, was Hollywood Harry, that clown.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
they have not announced what they're doing on the back lot for the tram, so maybe that's the unrevealing.
Yep. Oh, it's gonna be Chucky.
Chucky did all right last year.
Did
don't
he?
Get me wrong. I liked it. Or yeah, was it last year it was Chucky?
I think it was the year before it was Chucky. Last year, never mind. It was, I think it was Hollywood Harry again.
It was Chucky in 2011, Nano, because that's the last time I went.
Uh-huh. My bad. I'm like all
confused. I think 2017 they had Chucky again, or 16.
But watch, they're going to have like the new Chucky for the Terror Tram.
Yeah. How was that? Garbage?
I haven't seen it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't great. Like, because, I mean, they don't have all the information for the IP, so you actually empathize with Chucky to a point.
Right.
And it, I mean, okay, like the original Chucky, I don't like it at all. And I think the concept sucks. Like,
yeah,
you know, some scumbag like transfers his body into a voodoo doll, right?
Right.
This is different. And they did a good job because you actually like feel for it.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't great. But okay, I really liked it.
Okay.
So I enjoyed the hell out of it.
The best thing about the original Chucky, there's a scene, I forget who it is, a lady walks by the doll and the guy's already transformed into Chucky and she's all, ugly doll. And she walks away and then Chucky goes, F you.
Yeah, that was good. His mouth.
And the little finger.
Chucky's mouth was amazing. Right.
But besides that, I was like, it was just a horrible premise.
Dude, and hit headbanging. Okay, Bride of Chucky was hilarious. When he's like driving, headbanging to Rob's, I'm like, okay, I like when it went there.
They made, I mean, as horrible as it was, they made a whole, like, you know, a series of them, and it got very, like, a cult following. Like, people, women like Chucky. It's weird.
When it got ridiculous is when I actually liked it. I didn't like when it was, like, trying to
just
be
like
scary.
Freddy. Like,
well, like, so, like, Child's Play, you didn't like then.
Like, I just thought it was
the very first one.
Yeah, it wasn't scary or anything.
I just like how it did go from, like, being a serious movie. This is like, yo, this is a killer movie, to now it's like, all right, this dude is just raising hell
on the level of Leprechaun.
Like Leprechaun and Freddy Krueger, because example, like even Chucky had like some funny like little one-liners and like little things and stuff like that.
You know, I'm all about the one-liners. It's like,
exactly, dude.
Like you saw Leprechaun with iced tea, and it's like, it can't get any shit.
He's smoking weed in one scene.
It's all, a friend of weed's a friend in need. I'm like, I mean, Icy pimped himself out for everything. I was like, hey, have at it. But I was man, this is horrible.
But you know, you hit the big time and you get Snoop Dogg. He didn't get him, unfortunately.
So as far as the theme parks and haunts this year, well, which ones are you looking forward to and what mazes?
Dark Harbor is the main one. Well, not the main one.
Why else do you plan on going to Dark Harbor?
Why else? Oh, because someone I know might be there. I don't know. But, you know, could be anyone. You know, it could be
Me. I mean,
could be him.
Maybe Mike Santana making a cameo.
Yeah.
Yep, man. Mike Santana. I wonder how he would be in a scare zone. Can you get like into character and be like, ah, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I don't
scare us right now. Come on, go.
I've never
you look like an evil priest or something.
Yes.
Like, see?
Yeah.
Imagine
yeah.
him like just like in the garb, like a like a Bible.
With like white eyes and like bloody fingers.
And like you keep the earrings on because like you're like one of the cool priests. Like, hey,
yeah,
me
yeah,
there,
he's
you know?
Cool, right? Yeah. Yeah.
He's like the priest that plays in a rock and roll band, you know.
Featuring Michael Santana.
Michael Santana and the Nuns. Da, 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 da. I just imagine being a rock and roll dude.
Whenever I talk about you with people, I can never just say your name's Mike.
We always
got to
say Michael Santana.
Santana.
Oh, that's great.
Just because like it rolls. That's a rock star name.
Appreciate it, man.
You know, damn. But getting off topic.
Real quick. Yeah. What were the, we tried to do some just audio outtakes for my voice acting. We did a couple. And what was the one we did for Michael Santana?
Oh, Michael Santana.
I was all,
critically acclaimed film director.
Critically acclaimed film director, videographer, actor Michael Santana is the specialist.
It was like something stupid.
Oh, you sent me that. Yeah, you sent me the audio. Yeah. That was great.
We were just messing around. It was
He was getting all into it, man. It was so funny.
We couldn't stop laughing. Sorry, I didn't mean to change the subject.
No, it's cool, man. No, other than that, I do have some plans of getting out of California for the haunt season for a quick weekend.
Oh.
That's going to be a little surprise later on. but it's all set to go.
Can you talk a little bit about it, or no? You want to just kind of keep it under wraps?
Secret, all know, good, all like good. Right when it comes out, that's when people know.
Okay.
And then it's going to be, you know, the people that need to know already know. So it's like, yeah, and that's it. Other than that, Not Scary Farm is always going to be one of my main things. I always go to. People get a season pass. It's worth it.
Certain mazes you looking forward to?
Mazes for Knott's. Mm-hmm. Shadowlands, because it's last year. I love Shadowlands. Shout out to Johnny Cook again. The whole maze reminds me of the Decimate the Week album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's the yeah, you know what I mean. Such a good song, dude. It's awesome.
Have they confirmed they're bringing back? I think we did. They're bringing back. Dark Entities Are in the Depths.
The Depths is coming back. They've already started building on the lighthouse.
Yes.
Dark Entities hasn't really been announced yet, but I'm pretty sure they are going to bring it back because it was only there like once.
That was the first year.
So like they usually give something about like 3 to 4 years ago. Like, you know, they give it a 3 or 4 year chance.
Mm.
Red Barn is coming back. I've been hearing mixed signals about that one though, but
Infected.
Infected, it's its last year. Those of you guys who went to Midsummer Scream's panel, they're adding 2 new rooms, and it's going to be dope. Same thing with Dark Ride. They're adding 2 new rooms and 2 new characters too that are like going to be like you're able to see, and it's really dope.
So what I heard about Knott's for the staff and particularly the scare actors, when it's the final run of a certain maze, they get like a commemorative emerald pin, like acknowledging, hey, you worked here, and it's just like kind of like a little.
It's like a badge of honor.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah. Like memorabilia is like, hey, Mike, you worked this maze for the last 5 years. Boom, there you go.
Is there a reason why they stop certain mazes? I mean,
it's just, you know, to keep like everything new.
Okay.
You know, they don't like, I feel like with certain mazes, like they kind of, like some of them, they run its course, it's done. But then the other ones, it's like, it's kind of like with My Chemical Romance.
Mm-hmm.
They quit while it's still good.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so that way it's like, we want to remember it while it's, or was that quote from Batman? You die the hero, you live long to see yourself become the villain type of thing. You know,
yeah.
It's like, you quit it while it's good, or else you just see everyone be like, oh yeah, no, it's just infected.
Like
it's
every
a,
horror movie.
Yeah. Franchise, like, just all,
so they run its course and again, I think Knott's is kind of limited to space.
Yeah.
They don't have the big sound stages like Universal. Yeah. And I mean, I don't want to jump in, but like Queen Mary, they're doing more and more on the ship.
Yeah,
but we'll talk about that next
last time. Year they did like 4 mazes on the ship.
This year they're going 6 Phantoms below water and doing a secret bar. Mm-hmm. And they're taking in more areas on the ship they've never occupied for mazes, and they're actually haunted.
Wow.
Yeah. And okay, I'm gonna work Dark Harbor this year.
Okay, what? So. Working Dark Harbor? Are you serious? So I did not do that. That was not me.
There goes Ripley.
That was not me. I can't even touch it from here.
My bad. Was that me?
Oh, good. Just leave it.
Mike's like $500.
He's
bucks.
Like, I'm scared.
Pay up.
I want to jump ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I love you, Ripley.
Oh, damn.
You should have gotten away from her. You bitch.
I think she's good.
Okay, for sure. My bad. I don't know. I don't feel
she,
like anything.
She falls a lot.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of chaos just happened. It's kind of funny.
Anyways, I'm sorry.
It's on. It's being recorded, so I'll know who did it.
I know, right? It's like,
I can't even touch it. It's not possible.
It's all Rick gonna reaching over.
Rick's not gonna say
much. Justin did it.
Damn, dude.
Did I scare you when I went like you're working Dark Harbor?
No, I was amazed that he just announced it. He was just like, I'm working Dark Harbor. He's announcing it. Oh,
well, it's a secret. I mean,
yeah,
that is so funny. All of
that's the reason why I'm excited to go. I saw this dude at security. I want to see him doing something else now, and it's.
That was my next question. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, no, I saw him doing security at Sinister's Point last year. And he did awesome.
Thanks.
I want to see him doing something else. I'm really excited, and I'm really proud.
Thanks,
and just, you know, I'm really happy for him because this is like Sinister's Point is an amazing stepping stone. You started like in a already big league, but now you're going over to an even bigger league with Dark Harbor. Yeah, and there's not going to be any pressure at all because you have the talent. You have like, you know. You have like the passion for it. That's what I feel like some scare actors, like the reason why they're able to do it just like nothing is because they have the passion for it. They like they love it. So that's why I'm excited to see you do it.
Mm.
I would love to see you be in a haunt. I can picture you being like some like
psychopath, like in a mental ward.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Because your energy, it's over being the top.
Like I wouldn't even have to act. I'd just start talking. Have you seen the new Evil Dead? Oh, get away from me!
You'd be like the guy that like takes over. the psych ward. You know what I mean? Like, you're running all, like, the other crazy people.
I like
telling them what to do and everything like that. Like, kind of like what Jack Nicholson did in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You'd like, be like that Brad type Pitt, of stuff.
Like in 12 Monkeys, maybe?
If any haunts are listening, that. I'm down to audition, you know? I live in Cabazon, so give me a leeway.
You gotta go
to how long it takes to get there.
You know, shoot.
Is Dark Harbor known as a upper scale,
it's one
higher
of the big
than
four? You know,
who are the big four?
The big four is like Knott's, Universal, Queen Mary, and LA.
Really?
Because they've been around for a long period of time, man. And it's and it's like, you know, so it's like with the big, like, was the big three or big four, like tour, like with Anthrax, Slayer, Megadeth, mm-hmm. and who's Exodus? I don't know. But anyways, it's like one of the people that've been around for like the longest and would kind of like really inspire some of the other like independent haunts and everything like that. So
you know what? It's funny, just because someone works at like Queen Mary doesn't mean they're like not on the back end helping like someone else building mazes. They're not, or they're not doing media for like Decay Brigade.
Yeah.
Or they're not like, you know, doing production and costumes for. I'm learning more and more about the industry on the back end.
Right.
It's like, first of all, they're all supportive. Like,
yeah.
I was told to audition everywhere, and I was gonna audition for Knott's, but unfortunately, I got food poisoning on the night of Sunday of Midsummer Scream, and I had like 3 hours sleep, so there was no way how I was gonna get up and go, and it was coming out of both ends and no sleep, so I just didn't go. And then I got offered main cast at Dark Harbor, but everyone's like, go take it. Everyone knows each other, they're all supportive, they're like, you guys can work wherever you want. Some of these vets, they're like, I worked at Knott's, I worked at Queen Mary, I worked at Sinister Point, I've done makeup for Hayride, I've done independence, I've been a slider here, I've been a slider there. So I felt like I was turning my back on Sinister Point. They're like, no man, take it.
Didn't Knott's reach out to you again?
They called me and texted me twice, and I'm like, we're still holding auditions, and I'm like, I can't go because of work. I got texts. They're like, oh yeah, we still have open auditions.
They want you, man.
Well, yeah. I accept the Dark Harbor, and I'm still helping Sinister Point kind of on the back end a little bit. I can't really say with what, but it's like, I just now see like the business end of the community and how everyone knows each other. And I'm like, they're like, do it. I'm like, so like, it's just crazy, the support and just the people I've met, and just that compassion and doing projects for free and out of pocket. No one's looking to make money. Everyone's doing because, you know, the love of the art or the love of expressionalism.
We're like a bunch of hippies.
Pretty much,
basically, yeah. You know, we're just doing this stuff because we love to. We love it. We want to do it. And also, it's like, I feel like anyone who's, like, building haunts or doing haunts and stuff like that, they're, like, providing, like a really good service for people because...
An outlet.
Because you got people like us that just love going to these things. If we, like, let's say there's just a bunch of people that just like go into a place, but no one's ever created that place. It's like, what are you doing? So the person that creates the place, they took on that responsibility and that pressure of actually, because it's a lot of work to do this type of stuff.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like we always like should give like a, like, hey, oh, big old thank you to the creators and like really appreciate everything that they do.
You don't realize, you know? Like the actors are not doing it for money.
No, like everyone's doing it because they want to and they want to give off something. It's like giving a gift. You're doing it because you care about the people in this community. You're doing it because you care about bringing joy to someone. Mm-hmm. Someone might, they're having a bad week, and then the weekend comes, they go to a haunt, and it's like, dude, that's exactly what I needed to get me through this. You know what I mean? It's like, it was fun. It made me laugh. It made me, like, yeah, I was screaming, but it made me laugh.
I loved, you know, scaring the hell out of people at the Ready or Not experience.
Yeah, dude. It's
running around like fun. A kid. I was like, I didn't realize I could run around like that still.
Yeah.
And I was like jumping and doing cartwheel. I wasn't doing cartwheels.
You'd be surprised of like how much energy you really have until you go into that stuff. And like, you kind of, playing dead makes you feel still alive type of thing.
That's a good
you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to sound like all like emotional or trying to be all like cheesy poetic, but it's the truth, you know. It's one of the best things, the reasons why I love this community so much, and the reason why we all kind of like been like really just really active and supportive in this community is because we all see exactly what they're doing. These guys are providing a gift, and we just really appreciate them.
Yeah, thank you guys for everyone that puts in long hours building sets all the white bats at Midsummer, exactly, and all the actors like Rick and thanks guys. What you do doesn't go unappreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
It just people do like so much. Like I literally was running on no sleep that entire weekend.
Yeah.
Then it carried over to the following weekend.
Oh man.
I must say, yeah.
And like for 2 weeks I wasn't sleeping at all. But I was encouraged just from everyone. Vets at Sinister Point, Knott's, Queen Mary, meeting people's like, apply everywhere and take what you want or don't take nothing at all. Take what you think you fit best. And I was so nervous at auditions in the parking lot. I was dry heaving.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know anybody here. What am I doing? And I got there, and it just was very warming and comforting. Everyone was very friendly. They yanked me out of line. They're just like, hey, we want you to do this. We want you to do that. I'm like, okay. And they're just like a huge emphasis. They wanted me to audition for like a main role. So I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I tried that. And just like wildfire, everyone knew. So, hey, how's your audition or not? Dark Harbor. I'm like, how'd you know that? Well, we saw you on their Instagram. I'm all great.
Yeah. I know. That was crazy. I was going through my stories and I just see you announcing that, like, oh, come on by tomorrow and stuff like that. And I was like, yo, that's her. My lady actually sent me that.
She did?
Yeah. She was just like, look what Rick's doing. I was like, oh, dude, look what Rick's doing. That is
dope. All I wanted to do was go to the bathroom, get some water. They're like, excuse me, can you? I'm like, sure. And I didn't think about it. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, everyone's going to see that. But then everyone's like, no, take it. Take it. Don't. You'd be dumb not to take it. I was like, you know, I'm still, you know, family to me is always going to be Sister Point. And I'm so cool with a lot of those people. And again, I'm helping them at their pop-up bar, the Spirit Lounge.
I can't wait. Dude. I'm going to be holding
me and Death stuff. Breath are going to be there on the 24th. Next Saturday, be there, come say hi, and we want to party with everyone, because it's like I rarely get to see this guy, and I love it every time I do. He's like a teddy bear, because you just want to hug him. And but it's you know, it's gonna be exciting. Sinister Point's put up like an amazing bar, dude. It's
so, for people that don't know what the Spirit Lounge is, it's an immersive horror themed pop up bar where there's actual movie props,
mm-hmm.
and there's like decor, and those props from like Killer Clowns, the Gremlins. There was the Regan from Exorcist.
Yep.
There's scare actors walking around. You can see the hat box.
Crazy
ghost.
Things going on in the bathroom.
There's lights and music. You might see the Shape. I don't know. The Shape's been there a couple of nights. Michael Myers. I'm sorry, Pennywise. And so they just pretty much took a bar and turned it into like this immersive experience, and mm-hmm. just had like signature cocktails, and so I've been helping them with that, and it's just been an amazing experience. But I've been like, that one weekend I was running on empty. It's like Midsummer Scream, go back to work, fight food poisoning for 2-3 days.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up Phantom Carriage had a mock Halloween party, and me and a couple other actresses, well, models, excuse me. Ooh. We did makeup with some of the makeup artists, and we were there in full makeup again for the mock Halloween party, and that was pretty fun. And then the next day was working the Spirit Lounge both Saturday and Sunday. So literally it was just me just doing that. But imagine the people who are like building the sets at Midsummer Scream, or building sets for like their own haunt, or working and doing sets at Knott's or Hayride. It's just
and
like,
all the teardown and set up.
The teardown and set up.
And tear down. And they're working a full-time job on top of that.
It's
crazy.
It's just, you know, that's time of year. Some of these people work, when it hits, when the haunt season hits, they're working 6 weeks straight, you know, four days a week.
Yeah. Like I struggled just trying to do YouTube with a job, so I can't imagine having to do all these builds and stuff like that.
I don't know how you guys do it. Like, oh my god,
it's like, oh man. But yeah, no, that's like one of the main, back on topic of main things to looking forward to. Jonathan, like, I've never seen you go into a haunt. I want to know, like, are you going to any haunts this year? Because I think last year we were supposed to go together, but I know you went to Knott's because you called me the night that you were going there, and unfortunately I was already going to. I think I was going to Universal, or I was going to some other haunt that night, because I already got my tickets. But you went there. You said you had a good time and everything. But 2019, what's the main ones you want
to
go to?
I'm going to go to the Queen Mary.
There we go.
Oh, you already announced it, because Rick's going to be there, so I'll be there for sure. I forgot. I'm like, are we still keeping this hush? I'll probably go to Knott's.
You want to go to Knott's again?
I'm going to try to do opening night for Knott's. I'm going to try, because it doesn't conflict with work.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And it's also cheaper when you go earlier.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yep, definitely yep, have yep. to. I had such a good time.
And
I was like yelling, like,
Mike, is there a certain area you want to go to this
year? I was going to ask you about Knott's, and uh-huh. because I haven't been there in years, because I've always heard that Universal was kind of better, you know, over the years. But then I'm seeing a lot more pub now on Knott's.
Mm-hmm.
So
a lot more
what say you, Scaredy Cat?
I say, if you haven't been to Knott's, you definitely need to go, especially because of this year. Like we were talking about, it's the last year for two mazes, Infected and Shadowlands.
Both are amazing, by
the way. Both are amazing mazes, especially Infected. If you're a big fan of, like, you know, shooter games and stuff like that, Call of Duty, or if you ever just want to, like, if you like laser tag and stuff like that.
I got way into it.
Yeah.
I wanted to grab the zombies and, like, pistol whip them and, like...
And I was, like, running. Because it almost was like you have one of those guns from what is it from Aliens?
Yeah.
Pulse rifle, and you're running. Yeah. It's like, move! And you're like...
No, and then if the more targets you shot, they upgraded your weapons. There was like a like an audio... Like,
I didn't know that.
And it's like, yeah. Laser cannon.
You go like single shot, and then it's all like semi-automatic and then full automatic.
I had such a good time. I should have done it. There was a
self-destruction mode. Like, if you got tired of getting killed, you'd hit that button, and it's all self-destruction, and you'd kill yourself.
Oh my god.
But when you upgrade a scoring point, it like you got a flamethrower.
I didn't know that.
And you got like a laser or it's like grenade launcher. And I was like, hoo-ah! And I was getting into it and I was like, I wanted to hit the zombies with the butt of the rifle.
So that's one of my recommendations for this year of 2019. Definitely you should go try to go into Not Scary Farm. Definitely experience the Queen Mary too, because I know you like to go to all these like areas, like the haunted houses, like the original like movie sets and stuff like that. This is like an actual haunted ship, as everyone knows.
Right.
And there's haunts that, there's mazes that take you through that ship.
B340.
It's
actual and haunted locations on the ship.
Yeah.
Same with Scary Mary, too.
Scary Mary.
Lullaby.
Yeah. And that's taking you through, like, Lullaby takes you through the pool area. Or, like, this, like, they say that there's, like, a portal to, like the spirit world and stuff like that. And then B340 is based off of this haunted room where I guess some guy died or got murdered up
in
there.
So they take the actual, like... The folklore of the haunted parts of the location, and they turn it into part of the attraction.
As you're going through this haunted ship. And what the one thing is that's really cool about that is they have like a lot of props set up, but sometimes there's parts in those mazes where they just let the ship do the work.
They just
add some lighting.
The facades of the ship.
And it's just, they just let the ship do its thing. And
that's creepy as hell.
And it's scary. There's literally one part last year that had me and my girlfriend like really terrified. And luckily we weren't the only ones. It was like also people in front of us and behind us. We were kind of frozen because it was just straight up pitch black, dark. And there was like a scare actress walking along this rail.
Yeah.
Like right by. And like she was like kind of balancing on there. And then she would like come up and scare you. And it's pitch black the whole time. So out of nowhere, you can't see what's in front of you. You can't see what's in behind you. But all you know is that there's like a scare actress. And she's terrifying anyone. Mm-hmm. And then you could be next.
Oh, and so
it's an amazing thing. So those are the two main ones I highly recommend going to. I'm trying to get these two guys, and I would love to get you two to kind of experience something that's unique and it's a little dangerous.
No. What is it?
It's the 17th door. I'm telling you.
I've heard of that through you guys.
Yeah, you have to sign a waiver. They don't touch you.
I would only if I could touch them back.
That's not the one with the bags coming down on you?
Yep.
Oh, I can't, bro.
I am so in. I just don't want them cutting my hair or my beard. And I'm not kidding.
No, they don't do that anymore. The only time they cut your hair is like if they had like a barber chair and I'm like, oh, who want to sit down? And it's like, you know, they had some people like, oh, yeah, I'll sit down. I'm like, all right.
I'm down. I'm 100% down. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Let's go today. Let's go tomorrow. Let's go.
Let's go today. Well, they're setting up. Like, yo, we're just going to walk through real quick.
What's the new maze at Dark Harbor?
The new maze that's at Dark Harbor. It's what's it called? Rogue? Rogue. That one's going to be interesting.
That's with the pentagram on the ceiling.
No.
Because I saw an image of a pentagram on the ceiling. Looked really,
I think
really
that's spooky. Probably for B340 because it's like a haunted area or something like that, or it could be for something else. But no, the Rogue is about like it's like a play of like when the ship is going through like a storm and then like, you know, it's a rogue wave hits it and the ship's going down.
Right.
And then it shows like a bunch. It's like, I think it's taking place in like World War II era.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there's like a World War II soldier.
That
like,
actually happened to the Queen Mary.
Yeah. Yeah. It was based on a real story?
So the Queen Mary was called the Grey Ghost.
Yeah.
And, that's a cool name. It was a transporter. They were transporting 1,600 troops overseas. Crew, you know, medical staff, whatnot. It got hit by a rogue wave, and it was, like, on the verge of capsizing. So they took that actual history for the Queen Mary and turned it into a maze. So what I'm hearing is it's inside a dome, like kind of like a built soundstage, and the maze is actually going to, like, tilt like on an axis, and there's water effects too. So I'm like, I want that one. So it's like you're gonna see like drowned soldiers or like sailors.
Mm-hmm.
There's gonna be guys like losing their minds because they're trapped in the compartments in the ship,
dude.
And it's supposed to be the captain of Dark Harbor, but when he's younger, and there's like this inkling like, did he sink the ship on purpose or is he trying to save the ship? So this is why the captain is going to Dark Horizon now.
Yeah.
The captain is supposed to be here. Queen Mary is a younger version of him during World War II.
That's
so
insane.
So they took an actual story that happened to the Queen Mary and made it into a maze. And I was like, yeah, I want that. I want to work that.
Yeah, dude. That one's going to be dope. So Those are the recommendations, okay. Man. You know,
we're forgetting one more, actually. Well, two more.
Oh, for Queen Mary or for just attractions in general?
Two other attractions.
Oh, do you want to give me a hint? Because I can't think of them.
Well, The Mist.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think we were allowed to talk about that.
They announced it?
Oh, yeah. So
is that based off the book and the movie?
It's loosely based just as from the perspective of the fog. So what they're advertising, Sinister Point has their attraction called The Mist, and it's supposed to be like an open range scavenger hunt / escape room, monsters roaming, and it's not going to be a guided maze like a rat race. It's going to be one big floor, and we might be together, but you might get pulled by a monster to go do some type of like escape room. You might get lost in the fog. You might have to do like a scavenger hunt. So it's going to be like open range, like a video game.
That sounds fun. I'm probably going to be the first today.
But that's the only details they said. It's just open range, and it's supposed to be loosely based on the movie, the Stephen King novel and the book. I don't think it's necessarily based on the book 100%, but just like that, like the fog is so thick, you can't see what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, there's that. And then the second one would be
The Hayride.
Yes. Johnny Cook is going to the Hayride. He's gonna really amp it up, and you're saying it was like all 80s theme, right?
So it's supposed to be this town called Midnight Falls.
Telling you, this guy's like an encyclopedia.
And it's like Halloween's every day, and it's Halloween in 1985, and so they built this little mini like town, and there's like a butcher shop or like a slaughterhouse. Mm-hmm. They did revamp the trick or treat maze. You actually go trick or treating in the neighborhood, and there's like the town center, and then the hayride. Again, it's 1985, so it's like a big party, 80s music and all that. And what's cool, I think they're doing the old school Zagon masks. That's what the actors are wearing. So it looks very campy from the 80s. So this whole theme is based on one town in each attraction. I'm pretty forgetting it too. So the hayride is still there. It's going to go through the park. It ends, and you have to go through a cemetery, and it's vampires from 1985. So I was like,
nice. Wowzers.
How do you go to all this?
It's going to be hectic, but we got to find some way to do it, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm saying just there's so many things to do, and then, you know, mixing with our lives and money and trying to get it going. So, I mean, unless you can do it all, that's great. But other than that, you got to probably pick and choose, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards Hayride, and I'm leaning definitely towards Queen Mary because I really did not. But
I'm going to try to work both, but everyone tells me you're gonna have a hard time doing both, so I'm gonna work Queen Mary.
Huh.
And I'm gonna try to help out Sinister Point with The Mist as much as I can. But
definitely Sinister Point, because The Mist sounds fun.
Last episode we talked about how we had plans to go to the Escapade games. Unfortunately we weren't able to, so what happens now, I guess?
They're still supportive. I mean, I still interact with them, just decisions were made above everyone's head. It's still a cool attraction. I think you should go support him. But now, we're possibly going to do something we discussed last time, all four of us here. We're going to do a video for Phantom Carriage Brewery in Carson. Mm-hmm. So
be on the lookout for that, guys.
So we came up with some concepts, and then you're going to help us with filming, obviously.
Oh, for sure. 100%, man.
The three personalities will be on camera, and
it's going to be fun. You get to see more of this, people. Oh.
You get to see more of that.
Lots of things are going to be falling. It won't even make sense. Whoa.
That should be fun because it's a horror themed brewery, good food.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, how was your night? On the Phantom Carriage,
really,
man. I want to know about the makeup.
Okay, the makeup, it was fun. So they were doing their mock Halloween party for one of the food networks or channels on cable.
Okay.
And they were doing, they're like, they wanted many people to come down. They were doing makeup on site, and then people showed up in makeup. So Jessica, she, on Instagram, she's Rabid Beauty, my friend, she did my makeup that night. And I just put on like a nice polo, and she just kind of did something kind of Dia de los Muertos, and I got my contacts for vampfangs.com, and then just my teeth from dental distortions. That took maybe about half an hour. I made the mistake of not testing the contacts that much before, so I put them in, and I'm driving in LA traffic in the sunlight. I'm like, and people are next to me, and I'm like, hey, how's it going? And I mean, they're just like, oh my god, and just that was fun, and it just, there was a lot of makeup, a lot of cosplayers. So I got there, and they're just, and the producer's like, hey, would you be willing to go on camera? I'm like, okay, in the background, cool. He's like, no, you're gonna sit down with the host, and I wish I remember her name. Someone told me she's Diana Ross's daughter, Carol.
Not Ross? Tracy Ellie Ross. Tracy Ellis Ross.
I don't know, but she won like one of those cooking shows. Then she came out on The Chew, which was like on NBC.
Uh-huh.
Now she has her own like her own food channel, her own food show on one of the food channels.
Maybe it's not Tracy, but that's
Carol Ross. I might be totally mistaken, but it was literally the host, me, and two other people in makeup. And they're like, okay. And the guys are like, can you eat with those fangs? I'm like, oh, I'm going to learn now. So
yeah.
We ate like this big chocolate dessert. And they're like, say stuff on camera. And I was like, I got a sweet tooth. I'm like, yeah. They're showing my fangs. They're like, hey, say this. You know, just stupid, campy. Like I said, I did my one-liners and my one-dimensional voice and like my loud laugh. And that was fun. We did that for about an hour. And then I was drinking a beer through a straw because I don't want to make a mess with my lip. I drank half a beer. I was like. It was just that was fun. We were there for a couple hours, and that's gonna broadcast in October to just advertise the food. So I met them that night. We've been communicating with them through Instagram and emails, and we might have a meeting with them possibly this week just to go over details what we want to do.
Okay.
And so we talked about having each person possibly have like a segment and kind of make it funny, like kind of like the Conan O'Brien remotes, like each personality like over the top and. You know, scaredy cat, Vasquez. You know, just
Kobe the doggo just pumps in. Kobe the doggo for Long Beach. Everything's breaking.
I know, right?
He's all, he walks in, glasses just collapse. He's like, damn it, scaredy.
He's all, we're in Compton. We're in Carson. For sure. we're gonna do that, and it's just a really cool place, and not a big drinker, but I'm a beer too, and the food's amazing. You like the BLT, right?
The BLT.
The Blit.
I gave up bacon.
A thick cut bacon.
Dude, you really like, gave up bacon?
I gave up bacon, yeah, but the only places I'm allowed to have bacon now, at least like I give myself these restrictions, and it's at Fantastic Cafe. It's a chain.
There's one by my house.
Yeah. There's one by your house, there's one by my lady's house, and there's one like on my way to work. But
is it all vegan bacon or something?
No, I just don't eat bacon at all. And Phantom Carriage, because they had, like Rick said, thick cuts of bacon,
sourdough, right?
Sourdough bread,
romaine lettuce.
Not that iceberg stuff.
Is it sriracha or
sriracha? No, it's
or
just,
chipotle mayo.
No, they're not using
chipotle
any of that,
mayo.
Dude.
Is good on
I thought
everything.
They put something on there.
Well, I don't know because at the time it was just Thousand Island.
You're right.
It was just Thousand.
Man, you guys make me hungry.
And it was like,
we just
you know,
ate too.
It's like, you know.
What side do you get with it?
I got chips last time, but I'm thinking about going with, because you got the coleslaw, and I want to try that coleslaw, dude. That stuff sounds delicious. But the BLT is so good, dude. I was eating mine
watching that horrible movie Basket Case, and then right after that was House 2, two crappy movies. But it's just like this cool little room. And then they got the private like members. I think it's like the barrel room.
Yeah.
And there's a candlelit ceremony, and it's just a cool place. And just you see like artwork, and there's like every Wednesday or Thursday. It's
every Wednesday
movie trivia night.
Yeah.
Super cool people. They talked to me that night. They reached out to, so they're interested. They're like, yeah, come do a video for us. So they saw everyone here, everyone's personalities.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, well, I don't have a YouTube, but I'll help. You know, these guys can do
it. You may as well have a YouTube. We're always pumping you up, so you're good. Yeah, you're pumping them on like Instagram and everything.
For someone that doesn't have a YouTube, you appear on YouTube quite a lot.
Then you get tons of attention.
I don't have the technicality to do
it. That's all cool, man.
Like, I think I shout you out, both of you out, more than anybody.
Yeah. Right?
Which, understandably so, of course. Why wouldn't I? But
let me get my feet wet with a podcast.
You know what, though? I'm digging what you're doing with your photography. And gets you excited.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we do what we do because we like it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Photography is your thing that like lights your soul on fire, then keep up.
Now
what you're doing is
camera.
Awesome.
Thanks, dude. Like I said, last year, remember, I was like, haunt season's over, and I was going crazy. I'm like, I need to do something else besides playing Dungeons and Dragons and video games. I'm like,
yeah.
Photography's going to have that filler. And it's like, I was like, okay.
Dark Alley Productions, guys. Find them on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Oh, and... Okay. SVC Visionary _Visionary SoCal Visionaries Scary Path Vasquez. You'll find it. It's amazing.
You want to get your plugs in?
Yeah, you get your plugs.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Death Breath. Spoiler free film reviews, sometimes celebrity interviews. Recently interviewed Ari Laham, the first Jason. And Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Spoiler free review. And I might be posting an It Chapter 2 review really, really soon.
Interesting.
Like, really soon. Like, in a few days. So.
Oh, in a few
days. Oh, what's going on here?
You've been looking forward to that movie. You've been talking about it for a while.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm only, like, branded. I don't know if you guys can... I don't know where you can point
stuff.
It. Tim Curry, Bill Skarsgård. Yeah, I just...
Yeah, that...
Love it.
I'm excited
no
to see
intended.
Chapter 2, man. Because that was another one where it's like, yo, the reamp like the reboot is a little bit better than the original.
Oh, 100%.
Like, you know, don't get me wrong, I love Tim Curry, but I felt like what was the other guy's name?
Bill Skarsgård.
Bill Skarsgård. Skarsgård, I'm sorry.
I know.
But yeah, Bill, he did amazing. He did like
so Burbank, better. South Pasadena.
Exactly.
Burbank.
Well, keep in mind, the original movie was made for TV.
Yeah.
So there was only so much they could do. So at the time, for it to be on TV, it was actually kind of creepy. Like, they actually showed blood.
It's still good.
It's still good.
No, yeah. Don't
now, if it would have been good. A big production, maybe.
I still can't imagine it being much better than it was. And not to say it was bad, but the thing is, like, okay, like, Tim Curry, he has a humanity to him. Like, you know that there's a person there. Yeah. Like, almost like he's almost kind of reminds me of like a John Wayne Gacy kind of thing going on. But with Bill Skarsgård, it's completely something different.
The eyes.
Yeah, it's like that. It's a creature that's held there and everyone's holding a gun on him so he doesn't actually kill the cast.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, but I mean, not to take away anything away from Tim Curry. It's just a better film.
Because of Tim Curry in the original movie, I call my little cousin, the one that wants to be a slime, I call him Girly Boy. Cause
Girly Boy.
Like, hey, Wheezy, Girly Boy. You know, and that's some of the voices I got from, you know, it's like Tim Curry and like Beetlejuice and just watching other people. Like the one-dimensional voices I do as an actor. I was like, hey, Girly Boy, how's it going? You know, just like, I pulled a Rodney Dangerfield. There was this old lady at, and I should be nice. There was an older woman at, at Midsummer Scream, and I pulled a Rodney Dangerfield. I'm like, hey, you were probably something before electricity. You know, I was like, hey, it's the Dance of the Dead. There's a bunch of old people, and they were just like, huh? And I was
like, you just needed to have like a little drummer person, like a drummer person just trying to
follow. Or get like the cow horn.
It was just funny because I ran into people as the Handsome Devil. You know, I came up with this stupid name, Louis C. Fur. And I saw people, and I'm like, well, I saw an actor I worked with. I'm like, hey, pretty boy. And I grabbed him. Well, give me a kiss. And I was grabbing him, and he's like, do I know you? I'm like, you know me now.
Louis Cipher.
He's like, Rick? And like
it's kind of like Angel Heart.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was Louis Cipher.
So it's kind of like a play on
I
that.
Wanted to do that, but I'm like, I don't want to. I love the movie. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if I do. So I'll say, hey, he's Louis Cipher, but call him Lou. And I was roasting you guys, and I roasted a bunch of other people. Yeah. So that was fun. Maybe I'll do that again. We'll see.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
Cool. Well, I don't know. We can close out.
Yeah.
Unless you guys had any more to talk.
You guys looking forward to the It 2 experience? You guys planning on
I'm
doing
not gonna it? Go.
It's already sold out, isn't it?
What?
Yeah, I heard it's sold out.
I tried somebody that went yesterday. Sold out immediately.
Yeah, like I was watching a walkthrough of it, and it looks pretty cool. Like the experience, like it looks pretty cool. But I feel like the movie, like, is gonna be a lot better.
I just don't want to go in like line up in the hot heat to maybe get in. It's like, come on.
You know what I noticed? Warner Brothers Studios, you know how they did their own like little walkthrough attraction?
Horror Made Here,
they're not doing nothing this year.
Yeah, for some reason.
No. I haven't heard anything.
And the Winchester House, they didn't last year they did the haunted guided tour. Like they did the regular tour, but they incorporated like a haunt
it was like the lights are off and stuff like that. Yeah, right?
So it was like the actual guided tour, but then they immersed it with a haunt attraction. They're not doing this
Maria Olson, who was here a couple of podcasts ago, she was part of that Exorcist Horror Made Here or whatever that was at Warner Brothers.
Really?
As the host. I don't know if you guys went. I didn't go.
I didn't go, but I heard it was really
so
good.
Much to do.
She said they're not doing it this year. She didn't really elaborate. I don't know if she didn't want to or she didn't know, but she says maybe they plan on coming back stronger.
Maybe they have something up their sleeve, you know?
Yeah.
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 I just want to go on that set and like sneak off.
I've been on that set before. It's pretty cool.
Because there's some dope-ass movies filmed there.
Yeah. Really? It's really cool. Like, it's a really cool spot. What was I going to say? I forgot, guys.
All good.
There we go. Guys. Other than that,
just looking forward to haunt season.
Just really looking forward to haunt season. It's gonna be busy. You can expect to see a lot more videos from myself as well as Rick's doing photography. A lot of movies are coming out, so you'll be able to see some stuff from Mr. Death Breath.
That's right.
Might do a podcast. I came up with a name and a concept. If I have the time,
he'll do it. He'll do it. I'll help you.
To like everyone else catching up to how we feel every day.
We'll see. I mean,
that'll be cool.
I mean, between everything and helping, like I said, Sinister Point's my family. I'm just more than grateful for them to encourage me to go out and try other parks. That's how I ended up at Dark Harbor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I will know my official role sometime this week. And as I said, I'm always going to, true to heart, they're always going to be my family. So,
That's how I feel
more than grateful.
That's how I feel about this community, too, man. Yeah. It's like, as tiring as it gets doing all this coverage and everything like that, it's like, at least I get to meet and, like, run into people again that I really enjoy seeing.
It's a small community.
You know, it's a really small community.
Everyone knows each other.
It
doesn't matter where they work.
It all knows where they work and everything like that. But it's just nice just to see familiar faces all over and everything like that. You go to Not Scary Farm. I saw Rick West there went last year. It was really nice. I fangirl like crazy. My lady had to help me conversate with him because I was just all like, oh, hi. Like, I was like all like nervous and, like, to like say hi to him. I ran into, I think his name is Daryl. He was from Haunter's Art of the Scare.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the people that they interviewed. He did Loganberry, like
Nightmare on Loganberry.
Nightmare on Loganberry.
Was that at the Hall of Shadows this year?
No, Nightmare on Loganberry is no more. I don't think so.
What?
Yeah, I think he like kind of decided to stop doing that.
Did his like wife ruin it? Because it seemed like she was trying to stop it.
I don't know. It's, you know, that's up to him. That's his stuff. But you know, hopefully maybe he start. I think he still does like work, like, you know, because he was making props for like the Van Helsing film and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So I think he still does making props. So that's good. He's still having that creative outlet. Who else?
I know we discussed, all of us, about doing some little independent films in our spare time.
Yeah, that's one thing to keep a lookout for.
So I want to get with you on that vampire one, too.
Oh, yeah. I got some ideas.
Yeah. Yep. Other than that, it's going to be busy, you guys. Hopefully we can see everyone at any event we go to. And it's just, you know.
Oh, don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Yeah. Come up and say hi to us, man. Like, you know.
Cool. Thanks for having us on. It's been fun hanging out with the boys, talking haunts.
So much fun.
Midsummer Scream, and I finally caught up on sleep, and there's so much going on. Thank you, Dark Harbor, Sinister Point, Scream Team. I'm forgetting all the bunch of other people. Jessica.
I have a list. I'd like to hit that off. I'm not even joking. Like,
you have a list?
Yeah, I have a list. And I need to say thank you to all these people, and it's like 15 people. I'll be super quick.
Okay, yeah. I'll let you do your thing, man.
Can I go now?
Go ahead. I was going to make fun of Jesper.
Anyway, so guys, thank you to these guys. Rick Creeper, Scaredy Cat, good friends, good guys. Mike, you're awesome. Thank you. Okay, also guys, I just want to give a list to everyone that's been really cool. Miss Gore Fan, Darling Darkness, Tor Eye Ear, thank you for the stickers. Scaredy Cat, Rick Creeper, Andy AG, Horror Jada, Mike Santana, 2S Horror Podcast, Creepy Sweets, thank you for the cookies. DOA Co., check out the shirts. In My Mean Light, Geek Out Cinema, Vienna Mori, Infernal Imagery, Hellflower Soap Company, Slashes and Stitches, Contrary Dame, Monsters Under Your Bed, The Artist Sammy Ruiz, DK Fan Films, Strange Monkey, Parody Control, Last Elm Street Back, _ Real, _ Michael Myers, Dark Alley Productions, SVC Productions, their photography things, Art and Song of the Amazing Tattoo Artists, Best Tattoo Artists in the World, Evil Stevel, Ricky Retro Pictures, Rich Voorhees, Burnt Tongue Medias, Malivia, Sabrina Crystal Visions, Jen Vasquez, she does a really great blog, and Tenacious Cat, and that is too much. Thank you guys. You guys are incredible. I appreciate all of you. I appreciate all the love you show back. Seriously, thank you.
Yeah.
Can I do yours, but my impression of you?
Yeah, let's see this.
Thanks for letting me do that.
Scaredy Cat Vasquez, Haunt Talk Audio. I'd just like to thank Kobe the Doggo and my lady, and for sure. That's pretty much it.
That's half of what I was going to say. Yeah, like, I don't smoke weed no more. Accent's going to go away sooner or later. You know?
Hey, do you have any crack?
No.
It's just my exaggeration.
Right.
Of, you know. Inside joke.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, your eyes are not always closed. It's just an exaggeration.
So. I'm just so happy where I feel like I'm falling asleep. You know what I mean? No, but Mike, thank you again for having us on here.
Thank you.
We really do appreciate it.
And shout out to Contrary Dame.
There we go. Of course, shout out to her.
Sorry, sorry. You're amazing.
Subculture Hustle and everything like that. She's really helped us out a lot.
She's with, the best. Promoting Mary, stuff. You're amazing. Seriously.
Yeah, and you know, it's just. Yeah, we're just really looking forward to everything. Hopefully, again, I've already said this, we can see everyone that we know at these events, people that support us. We really do, like, even I'm sure Mike does too, support, like, they appreciate every listener and subscriber that we get. It really does mean a lot to creators like us, because it's like, I'm pretty sure I speak for us, it was like we came from people, like, places that no one really listened to us, and then now we finally realized that we have people that actually do want to listen to us and care about what we think. It really does mean a lot to us, and we just really appreciate it, you know? So thank you guys again, and, you know, just stay on the lookout, because we're going to be busy, and we're going to be promoting a lot of stuff and just really putting out a lot of work, too. So hopefully you guys do that.
And thank you, Peter, for Fearsome Figures.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
And that's it, yeah.
Cool, man. And, well, thanks again to you guys. Already up to episode 12. And just we're going to keep, you know, creating content. We'll always have it here. No days off, I like saying. Just every day. doing something to help create and build. And just keep Halloween alive every day. I know it's getting closer now, but
I'm like, already. I want it to take forever.
Exactly, because when it comes, it's over, and it sucks, you know, when it's over. But as long as you keep it alive, you know.
Well, if things work out, we might have something to do in November to get your Halloween fix.
So. Yeah,
I hope we have something to do December, like we did last year.
December possibly too. So we'll see what happens in November.
A Christmas Horror Story, by the way, if you haven't seen it.
So good! Netflix. So good!
I don't think it's on there now, but it should be there during the holidays.
That's where the drunk Santa's fighting Krampus, right?
Correct. But it's William Shatner's in it. He plays like the town DJ, but he's in between scenes, so he kind of carries the story. The town DJ? He has like a radio DJ, you know what I mean? So yeah, not the town DJ, but the radio DJ, but he kind of helps carry the story. Speaking of holidays and Halloween and Christmas and all
Krampus
that.
Krampus was really fun, too.
Oh, I love Krampus, dude.
I actually like that. That was fun.
I like the puppet eating people. I'm like, this is funny.
Did you guys like the remake of Black Christmas?
I didn't see it.
I don't remember. I was too young to care.
The first one was a little darker, obviously. But the remake wasn't too bad.
They had pretty girls in it, so I'll probably watch it again.
Yeah, so it was
okay.
On the level of Scream, you know.
Oh, I love
fun,
Scream.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a fun horror movie, you know.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, so we'll see you soon.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
Later. Woo!